I love the library, again. I'm ashamed to say it, but my regular trips to the public library occurred over a decade ago, and it ended in tears as my two youngest children, both toddlers, ran through the stacks, pulling random books off shelves and laughing loudly as I raced behind them, trying to regain control. This was not my finest moment, and the trauma ever after lay not so much in the memory of my children's misbehavior as in the realization that they might never sit still enough long enough to learn to read. The months rolled on and life was busy. With the internet fulfilling my every research need, the library became a background memory that no longer held great relevance. When a recent business meeting took me to my local public library's main branch, however, I was astounded at the explosion in resources that's taken place over the past decade or so. It's not just about friendly books and loaner CDs anymore. The online accessibility of resources surprised me the most. Anyone with a library card can access thousands of online databases, reliable ones, on any topic you can imagine, and help is available with any research users undertake. The library in my hometown also offers downloadable ebooks and audiobooks, free DVD loans, free wireless internet, prepackaged book selections to grab and go, help with web research for genealogical projects, an interactive career search reference resource, a dial-a-story service for children, resources in numerous languages, literacy tutoring, and many services for visually and audially impaired people. And there's so much more. The library offers a wide range of resources for children and teens, and online reference help is available via email or instant messaging. In essence, the library has changed from a temple to the written word to a repository of practical resources that are applicable to almost any aspect of today's world. If there is any information I need about almost anything, I know I can probably get it through my library. How did this happen? I suspect that response to consumer demand has a lot to do with it, and I applaud the library for doing a terrific job of staying current. It's an exciting place to go. Even my children, who somehow turned into voracious readers with many interests, are happy in a library now. And as a family, we're looking at the library as a destination again, if only sometimes on a virtual plane. If you haven't been to your own library in a while, I encourage you to check it out to find out how it can make your own world a better place. You might be surprised. If you'd like more information about any of the services I offer in terms of writing, editing, authoring, or book coaching, then I invite you to check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com. And if you'd like to get in touch directly, please email me at susan@crossmancommunications.com. Enjoy your reading and enjoy your writing.